The following article was published in Great Health Guide in May 2017. Great Health Guide is a free monthly magazine for women and is available at www.greathealthguide.com.au. This article is entitled Learning with Games at Home and is written by Deb Hopper. Children naturally love to play games. Play is the occupation of children and is how they learn the best. Even though this comes naturally for children, in the past few years TV and other screens, such as tablet and phone games, have stolen large portions of time previously spent on play and learning activities outside. Sometimes these games and activities, requiring active participation by the child, are thought of as being boring or even too challenging. This is because they require a little more concentration and social interaction for children compared with the immediate feedback that screen play gives. How do we encourage children to get back to basics and play in a super duper fun way? Here are 5 fun games to try. Encourage their use as they will improve learning and social skills, giving you and your child some special time together. Number 1. Create an obstacle course. This can be tailored to any age and can be inside on a deck, veranda, or outside. The process of creating the obstacle course develops the skills of ideation or coming up with new ideas or variations on general and spatial planning. So many children struggle to come up with new ideas these days, and having to create something from scratch encourages their imagination and creativity. Also, making up a course with pillows, chairs or tables inside or planks of wood, rope or chairs outside encourages the use of our gross motor skills and strength and coordination. Number 2, Pictionary. This is a great game for encouraging turn-taking, creativity and communication. It can be fun yet very challenging for some children who find writing or drawing difficult. This gives some assistance and breaking down the tasks can be helpful and supportive. Number 3, Pulleys. Rigging up some pulleys and rope in the backyard, over a tree branch or off a deck is guaranteed endless fun and problem solving. Children just love hooking up buckets of sand, water or food to pull into the cubby house or onto the deck. Let them go for it and then come out with morning tea that they need to figure out how to hoist it over to the river into the cubby house. Number 4, Paper Mache. This is a great multi-sensory craft for making fun and creative structures, such as a piñata with contents inside that can be then dried, painted, and then used at a party. Tearing the paper encourages fine motor manipulation skills. Dipping into glue and sticking are very sensory tasks, and painting and decorating are just fun and creative. And finally, number 5. Crafts and origami are fun ways of having some time with your children, as well as time where they can be set up for more independent play while you get dinner. Set it up on the island bench or dinner table so you can chat to your children while they do the crafts and to be a resource when they need help. These are great for refining, cutting, drawing, pencil grip and fine motor manipulation skills. Origami is also fantastic for creative logic and problem-solving difficulties and for following written instructions for older children. Children learn the most when they're relaxed and having fun, which involved less in screen time. Keep things simple, aim for cheap, reusable and recyclable materials, and encourage them to let their imaginations go wild. For more Great Health Guide articles, go to www.greathealthguide.com.au. Deb Hopper is occupational therapist, author, and workshop presenter, and she can be reached via her website at www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. That's www.lifeskills4kids.com.au.